Welcome back to Legal Eagle with Berry and Lambert's Joanna Fylde. We're talking about the intestacy rules. So before the break, we discussed what happens when someone dies intestate. If that hasn't confirmed the importance of making a valid will, perhaps you can explain further, Joanna, the problems arising from not having one.
When you've got a will, your executor's power to deal with the administration of the estate is derived from the will itself. In the absence of a will, the administrators have no power to deal with the administration of your estate until the grant of letters of administration have been issued by the probate registry. Generally, intestate estates are more costly to deal with and more time-consuming. This is because administrators usually have to instruct a genealogist to identify potential beneficiaries. Sometimes they also have to instruct tracing agents to locate the beneficiaries. For example, you might have beneficiaries dotted all over the country or sometimes even all over the world. Sometimes administrators consider taking out missing beneficiary insurance if it's possible that there might be some beneficiaries who are unidentified. They may also consider taking out missing will insurance to cover themselves in the event that they've not been able to locate a will. All those things add up and usually makes the administration of an intestate estate more costly and, as I say, more time consuming. With a will, you have certainty over your choice of beneficiaries and executors, and it just means that your wishes are more likely to be fulfilled in that event.
Thank you so much for being our legal eagle, Joanna, and for further impressing upon us the importance of having a valid will. It's peace of mind for you knowing that it's done, and it's more importantly perhaps for the people left behind who are grieving have got less to think about. If you want to know more on this or any other legal topic, do contact the team at berryandlamberts.co.uk and join us for next month's Legal Eagle on West Kent Radio.